Dermot and Dave.
Your personal best with Sport Ireland.
It's time to get up, get out, get moving. No more excuses.
Visit sportireland.ie today.
Paul Offerman is from the Dublin Sports Clinic and he's going to be our coach over the next few weeks. How are you, Paul?
Good, lads. How are we getting on?
Great, thanks. Very excited that you're going to be knocking us into shape. And, when I say us, I mean the Today FM listeners and not necessarily Dermot and Dave, you understand.
We're a shape. Round is a shape.
Far too busy.
Paul, what's your background in all this kind of fitness world?
Yeah, look, so my own background is I was an athlete many, many moons ago. You know, I would have trained very, very hard and I would have competed, you know, at a reasonably high level. And then, you know, sort of life and reality took hold and I found myself, you know, in the career of sport and fitness, you know, which is a very exciting area. But there's challenges as well. So, you know, I sort of went from someone who had all the time in the world to go out and to train, and that was the only focus, is, you know, getting faster, to all of a sudden, you know, running my own business, working with clients, working long hours, and all of a sudden I started to notice that, look, you know, there's certain things here that could easily slip. So I suppose this is something that I'm kind of passionate about, because I realize, even though I own and I work in the gym, you know, I realize that, you know, it's actually quite hard and it's quite difficult. And if people get off to the wrong start, it can be quite hard to recover and kind of, I suppose, get decent habits and healthy habits in place to kind of support them going forward, you know?
You, as a man who has competed for Ireland in the Olympics, you must have been sad when the Olympics passed us by this year in 2020, because you know what it means to athletes to be there and represent your country.
Yeah, look, like, I think ultimately it's the right decision, you know, based on where we are in the world with, you know, a global pandemic. But look, really, really disappointing. Disappointing, I suppose, as a fan to not watch it. I look forward to it every 4 years. I think just when you know a little bit more, you know, there's people probably this year that were going to be Olympic champion, you know, based on their form, based on their age, based on how training had gone, who might not necessarily be in the same shape, you know, next year, if it goes ahead next year. You know, so look, there's athletes out there that it will kind of suit, who maybe missed a little bit or got sick or, you know, just, you know, weren't in their best shape. But there's definitely athletes out there that you got to feel for, who, you know, were kind of ticking boxes for the last 4 years. And it's such a small window to be in the best shape of your life for kind of 1 month every 4 years is a hard enough challenge without it being moved to kind of a 5-year plan, you know, or 5-year kind of cycle with adding the extra year, you know.
Well, look, with the announcement that came last night, obviously we heard the gyms are going to close, but that will not stop us from doing what we want to do and your personal best, which is what we want to achieve over the next 9 weeks or so. So can you tell everybody, you know, what this is all about and what we're planning on doing?
So look, basically we've teamed up with Sport Ireland, and to be fair to them, they've recognised that there's a kind of cross-section or a segment of society out there that might be a little bit left behind by the whole kind of fitness revolution and Zoom classes and Instagram and all those things. And look, we're trying to connect in with them, and we're trying to support them, and we're trying to really, I suppose, as the title says, give them the opportunity to have their personal best month. So what we've done is we've gone away, we've kind of focused on what they need and sort of what they want. We've filmed 8 episodes of home training sessions to kind of accompany this whole piece. So like that, it's aimed at people who haven't really done a whole lot before, or who have done some before and who have just fallen off the wagon for various different reasons. So I suppose on this one, we're probably not looking for the person who's looking to do their second Ironman. We are looking for that sort of...
That rules me out. Kind of,
you and Dave.
Only second. I'm on my fourth.
Fair enough.
Iron Brew, is that what you said? Iron
today,
Brew?
Like, yeah, today. okay, so you're looking for people, you know, who aren't athletes in any way, but might have dabbled in fitness before, but feel like they're just, you know, a bit too close to the couch these days.
Exactly.
How about people who would be afraid maybe that's going to be so intensive that it's not for them?
Yeah, this is a conversation that I think we had sort of internally when we were putting everything together, you know, and like straight away, like rest your fears. You know, this is literally trying to give people the best chance at a solid start. It's basically about trying to get people just to get out, get active, really kind of change the mood. The mood's hard at the moment, but, you know, the benefits of getting out and doing a little bit of regular exercise are so strong, you know. And I know it even myself, you know, where, you know, you kind of feel the walls are closing in a little bit. If you just get out, put the shoes on, whether it's go for a walk, a cycle, a jog, whatever it is, you know, you feel better on the way out. And I think that that's a real big, strong pillar on this particular campaign. We want to get people moving, moving better. And that's kind of where the online home gym programs will really kind of kick in. There's a lot of kind of functional strength, a lot of good stuff just to get people sort of feeling a bit better in terms of the just daily movement. And look, we're trying to just build healthy habits here, you know.
That's the key, isn't it? That, like, this isn't, you know, a quick kind of short, sharp shock of, you know, do 4 weeks and then, as you said, run the Ironman and then go back doing whatever you want. This is to kind of set people up for long term with better habits, better fitness habits, better nutrition habits, better lifestyle habits.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, I mean, like, I suppose, you know, you've heard of kind of these challenges where, you know, from my point of view, it probably makes it a little bit easier where, you know, you starve someone, you literally put them through the ringer for 4 weeks, they jump on the scales and everyone says they've done a great job. And then that person never exercises again in their life. And not only do they kind of go back to their original weight, if that's something, but they put on more weight because just their entry point was so hard. This is something completely different. And what we're trying to do is literally just encourage people gently off the couch, like you were saying, and sort of show them that, like, look, this is a way of life. It's not a quick fix. And this isn't kind of the start and end point. This is the start and it's a solid foundation. And where you take it after this is sort of up to you. And hopefully that's somewhere that's, you know, going to serve you into your later years and make you fitter, faster, a little bit stronger and add years to life and going forward.
And if someone has literally never entered a gym or never, like, this is open to any beginning level of fitness, isn't it?
Absolutely. And when we went and when, you know, with Sport Ireland, when we started filming the at-home sessions for your personal best month, what we did is we took it right back. So I'd rather people kind of go and do episode one, which is live on the Sport Ireland website at the moment. I'd rather they did it and kind of go, yeah, that was all right. Like, I'm okay with that. I'd rather there was a little less in it, if that makes sense, and they're kind of a little bit hungry for more than trying to start something to go, look, that was just really hard. There's absolutely no way I'm going to episode two, you know?
Yeah.
So we were really conscious of that. And like I said, this is pitched at the people who aren't exercising regularly. So, you know, if you're kind of listening here and you're thinking, going, look, that is me. This is for you. This is literally something that we have sat down and that we've partnered up with you guys and the Sport Ireland are aware of. So this is your chance, you know. And look, it's perfect timing as well. You know, we're kind of entering kind of level five restrictions. You know, it's tough. So this gives people a focus on a day-to-day basis now.
Okay, so we're looking for our three leaders as we undertake this 6 week challenge to become your personal best. So all we want you to do is get in touch with us, Dermot and Dave at todayfm.com, and tell us a little bit about yourselves. So that's all you got to do. Just what you're up to, what you have been up to, if it's nothing, a little bit or whatever. Dermot and Dave at todayfm.com. And then when we get our leaders, you'll be able to track them online and you'll be able to join their team and join their program and see what they're doing. And one thing actually, Paul, that stood out last year was the amount of education that people picked up on nutrition, because it was certainly an area that I think a lot of us think we know about, but actually when you drill down into it, it's a lot of stuff we don't really know about and we don't appreciate that we're putting them into our bodies.
Yeah, and I think that's a huge thing. And it's that kind of education, I think, is the key word, is that people, where we're getting information from isn't always the best. And you want that light bulb moment, whether it's on nutrition, whether it's on well-being, whether it's on fitness, to people go, that makes sense. I realize that. And it's also not the hardest thing in the world. So whether it's going out for a walk or whether it's cooking something a little bit more nutritious than you normally have, it's that little bit of education where they kind of go, yeah, okay, look, I can kind of manage this, you know, and these are kind of two pillars that I can pull together for, you know, like we said, like a better habitual kind of outcome.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. Okay, so DermotandDave@todayfm.com is the email address. Drop an email to us. Like, we're looking for people who maybe don't have motivation. So maybe you don't have the motivation to even send the email, but let's give it to you. Send the email so that, put yourself out there. Let's see if you get chosen. And even if you don't be, if you're not one of the people who gets chosen as the leaders, you can definitely follow along. This is open to everybody. All the information will be on a central hub. And you'll be able to follow everything and progress through the weeks. And as Paul keeps saying, set yourself up with habits that will improve you for the rest of your life. So Paul Opperman, who's our, well, your personal best fitness expert. Thank you very much this morning, Paul, for filling us in on all that.
Welcome. Thanks, guys.
Talk to you again soon.
See you,
bye.
Paul.
Bye.
A very accomplished fella there. As we mentioned, he represented Ireland in the Sydney Olympics back in 2000, and he's been sports therapist to the Dublin senior football team for the past three seasons, and we know how that's been going.
It's gone pretty well. So go and email us now if you want, DermotandDave@todayfm.com. Or maybe if you've listened to this, it's not for you, but you know somebody who you think it might benefit, say it to them. You'll be able to listen back to it as a podcast as well later on. DermotandDave@todayfm.com.
Coming up in a few minutes, win €5,000 at Today FM.
Your personal best with Dermot and Dave with Sport Ireland. Visit sportireland.ie today.